Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Across the country, some classrooms are already open for the school year, but some are choosing to stay closed, including the nation's third largest school system. Chicago School Superintendent Janice Jackson.
We will begin the new school year learning at home and continue learning remotely for the first quarter, which ends on November 6th.
Facing a spike in coronavirus cases, officials have rejected a plan to have some students in the classrooms. In an interview with Reuters, Dr. Anthony Fauci said he's cautiously optimistic that we'll have a vaccine by 2021. New York City is putting up checkpoints to identify visitors coming in from COVID hotspots. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
The checkpoints, I think, are going to send a very powerful message that this quarantine law is serious.
This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Authorities in Beirut have increased the death count from the devastating explosion on Tuesday to at least 135. The government said around 300,000 people were homeless after the blasts, and more than 5,000 people were injured. Germany has sent search and rescue teams, and the WHO is sending 23 tons of aid. Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden will not travel to Milwaukee for the Democratic National Convention this month to deliver his acceptance speech due to concerns about COVID-19. Instead, Biden and all the other scheduled speakers at the August 17th through 20th convention will make their remarks remotely. The DNC said the changes were made to, quote, prevent risking the health of our host community, as well as the convention's production teams, security officials, community partners, media, and others necessary to orchestrate the event. Biden will accept the Democratic nomination from his home state of Delaware. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
New York City is setting up traveler registration checkpoints for visitors from certain states to enforce quarantine orders. That's according to the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio. This says the number of confirmed coronavirus deaths in the United States is over 160,000. Dr. Jeanette Neshwa tells Fox News, we need to continue to take coronavirus very seriously.
This is an opportunistic infection, and it will jump from person to person when we allow it to do so. If you recall, all last month, we learned that this virus is actually up to 10 times more infectious and more contagious than we originally thought due to a tiny mutation. And so we're seeing it not just in big cities, but now in rural areas in Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Louisiana, where there's limited ICU or no ICU. And that can be dangerous and life-threatening for some people. So I think it's really, really important. It's critical to understand that this virus can affect anyone at any age.
Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden will not travel to Milwaukee for the Democratic National Convention this month to deliver his acceptance speech due to concerns about COVID-19. Instead, Biden and all the other scheduled speakers at the August 17th through 20th convention will make their remarks remotely. The DNC said the changes were made to, quote, prevent risking the health of our host community, security officials, and others necessary to orchestrate the event. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Megan Barth is with us from ReaganBabe.com. Lots to catch up on really quick. We're going to jump right into the deep end here. Megan, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to have you here so we can talk about what's going on. Help me understand, because you get this. What is, you know... A bit bewildering for me is that people are leaving California, okay, because of the oppressive government, the leftist ideas. It's just an absolute disaster. And with their departure and their exodus into neighboring states like Arizona and Nevada, they suddenly become purple. I mean, don't they realize what they just left and they want to bring that ideology and these policies to these blue states? I mean, to the red states?
Well, many of them leaving are double pensioners, so they really don't care. They're just looking for a nicer place to live after they destroyed the one that they were in, after basically living off the taxpayer their entire life, now twice in some cases. So we have a lot of double pensioners that are coming over, you know, in retirement age. And let's not think that retirement age is, you know, 65. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you are working for the government in any capacity, you can clock out for the rest of your life at 52 and get 90% of your last pay. So it's quite a good gig if you're a pensioner.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And living off the taxpayer dollar for the rest of your life.
So they got theirs and they don't care about anybody else, I guess.
Well, right, yeah. And so they're going to go to a low-tax state because their pensions aren't taxed at a great rate as in California, for example. But what we also are seeing, Bill, is an exodus of conservatives. And, of course, we welcome them with open arms. They're looking to flee the high taxes and the tyranny that has been led by Democrat governors and Democrat mayors. I don't know if you caught this. But Mayor Gil Garcetti, who lives behind a wall, by the way,
right.
He just threatened all L.A. County dwellers, homeowners, and renters that if he or one of his enforcement officers catches them having a party violating, you know, the COVID shutdown rules that have been in place since March, he will now shut off the water and the electricity to homes and apartments. And they have the audacity and the nerve to call Trump a dictator.
Yeah, no, this is over the top. And when I saw that, I couldn't. Well, and I happen to be on the West Coast here. I'm not affiliated with any parties or anything like that. So our utilities and our lights are still working, and I'm able to talk to you, you know, on the radio. But yeah, this is insane. What's going on? I mean, this entire state. And I'd mentioned to somebody else when I was down in Oceanside, the signs are starting to come up. You know, impeach Newsom. And this is the way it started with, Governor Davis. Gray, if you remember, you know, Gray Davis, you remember.
Yeah, and don't forget Gray Davis, and this is a little shot of history for some people that may not know, but Gray Davis was removed from office because he raised the car registration fee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all it took for people to get outraged, if you recall.
Yeah.
And so we're way beyond just raising car registration fees in California. Mm-hmm. They've gotten to a point where they're just sick and tired, and they're not going to take it anymore. And I do think that the recall Newsom effort has some teeth and definitely has a groundswell. You know, I'm in Nevada here, and our governor really is no better. He follows Gavin Newsom's lead. It's like they're long-lost brothers. He just proclaimed and made an executive proclamation yesterday that racism is a public health crisis. So I'm just waiting for now to be there to be a reparations fund in Nevada, which will require, of course, a whole new bureaucracy, I'm sure, established by our governor here. And there also is a recall Sisolak effort, which our governor is Sisolak, a recall Sisolak effort under the way. But it's hard to get a recall effort under the way, especially in a shutdown, because you need to gather signatures.
Exactly. Right?
So they're using these shutdowns. What we're witnessing, the Democrats, they're using these shutdowns and they're using the flu as a political weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Our governor was on with Anderson Cooper just the other night, and he admitted that the shutdowns will end once the election's over.
Yeah.
Literally, that is what he said. And if the RNC was smart, they would use that, you know, 10-second clip in a commercial in order to once again prove that what we've been dealing and witnessing here since March is not biological science, it's political science.
You know, this is what you love about the left. They always reveal their intent. You just have to be listening. And, of course, the media, you know, they just kind of let that go, and they go, okay, we're not going to let that happen. But you're exactly right. The RNC needs to be all over that to make sure that people understand. Because, they, you know, I think people are getting this. They suspect this is going on, all this hoopla. And then speaking of your governor there in Nevada with all this contention over mail-in voting, and people, you know, and the way the media is doing is no service and misreporting what mail-in voting is all about. I mean, we have the mail-in, but we have an absentee. You and I talked about this last time. Absentee voting has been in play all along. Mail-in voting is it's unaccountable. I mean, let's just throw out a bunch of ballots there. There's no way to verify. I mean, this would be a disaster. I agree with Donald Trump.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, look no further than New York to prove your point. New York primary was back in June, and they still haven't decided the election in a Bronx district.
Mm-hmm.
And that is because in the mail-in election system that Governor Cuomo passed, the post office wasn't prepared. They did not postmark the ballots as far as when they were returned. So they got a flood of ballots. They don't know when, if they came in late. And Steve Sisolak, the new bill that was passed in the middle of the night over the last weekend, which he signed on Monday, changed our whole entire election system in Nevada. We now have mail-in voting, and on top of that, we now have ballot harvesting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Every time, yeah, so the left wants to, CNN had an article, I think Reuters had another article this week, when Trump threatened Nevada and said that, you know, mail-in voting will steal the election. Well, they said it was a debunked conspiracy theory, once again, just like they did with Russiagate.
Right.
There's been no one that's debunked it. As a matter of fact, no Democrat has proved that mail-in voting works because we've never done mail-in voting to the extent that they want to do it on a national level.
Well, you had a little bit of a test, as you reported at ReaganBabe.com, a local news experiment with mail-in ballots and a disaster. Tell our audience about that. We got about a minute and a half left here.
Yeah, it was just a small sampling. They sent, I think, like a few hundred ballots from a variety of mailboxes, same size, same weight. They were, you know, basically dummy ballots. They sent them in, and I think it was 3-5% of the ballots never got delivered. So imagine this in the election.
Right.
It only takes, you know, one vote, not 3%, one vote to win an election.
Exactly.
And so this is why, you know, if the press would pay attention to the local press, maybe the national press would learn something.
Yeah, what a novel idea, huh? And the thing is, you're not even talking about, people whose names are on these voter rolls that are no longer alive. They're no longer there. I mean, like in California, something like 3 million registrants have been identified as being, just defunct. They just need to get them out of there. And California, of course, in their brilliance, barely would admit to 1.5 million, but they still haven't removed those names, have they?
No, they have not, and it would take them years, I heard, to remove those names.
Okay,
and
so now
sending them ballots.
So mail-in ballots will go to them, and they will sit at some residence or some holding facility, and the way they've become so effective in ballot harvesting, boy, this is a new windfall for them. Stay with us. We've got more from Megan after this.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, just the way you'd like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. BillMartinezLive.com, that's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know, as they say. Megan Barth continues with this, the founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Okay, so help me out here. You know, this whole election process and what we're going to go through, Everybody's up in arms about Donald Trump. Nancy Pelosi was losing her skull yesterday because he said, hey, I'm just going to make my campaign acceptance speech, you know, because we can't have a big convention. I'll just do it here at the Rose Garden. Oh, my gosh, was that a violation, huh?
Well, I missed her latest meltdown.
they just keep on coming.
Right. I'm not surprised. So I guess you can accept a nomination for the presidency in the Rose Garden, but if you're Barack Obama, you can bring in Bo Bergdahl and the traitor,
yes,
who was responsible for six of our Marines' lives or veterans' lives being lost when they went looking for Bo Bergdahl. You can bring the traitor and his family into the Rose Garden, and then his father can speak Arabic.
Yes.
That was fine, according to Nancy Pelosi. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really a sickness, I think, and I've been watching this Democrat Party implode as they've been taken over by Marxism. I was also happy to hear Donald Trump say that he called out Black Lives Matter as being a Marxist organization. And that's certainly not conjecture.
No.
I mean, all you have to do is go to the Black Lives Matter website, and it's there in plain view.
Well, listen to their
the
interviews.
Of Black Lives.
Yeah. They say it with their own words. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And so, and that's exactly what needs to happen. You know, Joe Biden had another cognitive gaffe, if you will, decline. His cognitive abilities seem to be getting worse and worse. Joe Biden isn't even going to go to the Democrat National Convention and accept his nomination, you know, due to COVID.
Yes, right.
So, again, the Democrats are running a candidate, much like Hillary Clinton was a candidate, that is obviously sick. Hillary Clinton, all she did was cough. Could you imagine if Joe Biden was coughing right now?
Oh.
How would the press cover that up?
Yeah, exactly.
Since we have this flu, this plague going around.
Exactly.
So what we're witnessing is the destruction of the Democrat Party by Marxism. You know, there isn't anything a Marxist has touched that results in a utopia or any prosperity. And so if the Democrats want to adopt Marxism into their platform, then they're going to have to deal with it.
They already experienced hope and change. I mean, you know, and how good did that work for them? You know, no hope, no change, ultimately, after 8 years, right? Want to go back? That's what you want to do? You want to re-embrace that with somebody who's having a hard time completing? I mean, it's sad on one hand, you know, for a fellow human being, and you see them, and you say, wait a minute, why are you propping this guy up? I mean, it's like the Giants saying, you know, insisting that Willie Mays should be playing center field when he was clearly, I mean, I think his eyesight was impaired or something or whatever. I mean, he was dropping balls out there, and they kept putting him out there. You know, it's like, wait a minute, the game's over.
Well, the Democrat Party is relying on a couple things right now, actually a few things. Chaos, because never let a crisis go to waste, so make sure that you foment chaos, and we're seeing that in the uprisings from the George Floyd protests, which have nothing to do with George Floyd, the quick adoption of Marxism, which is contributing to these uprisings. They're also relying on ignorance, and I don't mean stupidity, I mean ignorance. Specifically Generation Z, who hasn't lived life, who doesn't have any experience, but, doesn't socialism sound great, free everything? Yeah, sign me up.
They've been taught by these teachers, Megan. Did you see how many were arrested in Portland? These were teachers, almost a dozen of the 19 people. These are teachers. These were the very people that were running our classrooms, indoctrinating our kids. Hello?
Right. And so you've got, ignorance with Generation Z, which is 18 to about, mid-20s, and the millennials. And then, of course, you have fear. And so between, you know, the uprisings, chaos, ignorance, and fear, they're hoping that enough people will buy what they're laying down. And what they're laying down is a complete fabricated lie. Marxism has never worked anywhere where it's been tried. It's actually resulted in death and destruction. And we see this as corporations become woke, like ESPN, for example. There was just a piece yesterday that I posted on Reagan Babe on my Facebook page. ESPN earnings have been falling like 20% year after year, and that's because they don't report sports anymore. They're reporting on social justice or being the advocates of social justice. Look at what happened to the NBA. Look at what's happened to Major League Baseball. Everyone is turning out and turning them off. Mm-hmm. They're suffering the lowest ratings ever, and the same thing is going to happen to the NFL, and hopefully the same thing doesn't happen to the NHL. But the Las Vegas Knights, many of them kneeled at their first game, and many of the people I know turned them off.
Yes.
We don't want to have Marxism shoved down our throats. We know better. The American people want to tune out the chaos and turn into sports, but now sports has turned into chaos because of Marxism.
Exactly.
And so Black Lives Matter movement, as Trump called them, a Marxist organization, is exactly right. They've raised $1 billion since they've been founded. They have a real nice fancy tour bus, but they've left a wake of death and destruction. They haven't used one of those dollars towards a black child's education. They haven't used one of those dollars against anti-violence type of programs in the inner city. They haven't used one of those programs for, oh, I don't know, maybe family counseling or because they're against the family. Marxists are against the family because they want the family to be government. They want us to be dependent, so fearful that we've become dependent, solely and wholly dependent on government.
Mm-hmm. I want to transition to this ongoing controversy between hydroxychloroquine and remdesivir. Anything other than, well, I probably just should say anything other than hydroxychloroquine. Ever since President Trump brought it up, I mean, here is a $10 pill versus a $3,000, injection with remdesivir. And, you know, you just follow the money. And then you realize that, Dr. Fauci, who's not, you know, people think Dr. Fauci is part of the government. He's not. He's independent. And this guy has all kinds of patents on all these pharmaceutical elements and everything. And so he's not a real fan of hydroxychloroquine because nothing goes into his pocket with hydroxychloroquine. The only thing hydroxychloroquine seems to be doing, especially with frontline doctors reporting all these other studies that have been done, hydroxychloroquine is working. But yet you've got all this controversy because, like I said, just follow the money. It'll tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah, you know, Bill, there's two ways you can get the virus. You can go outside and live free, and perhaps you'll catch it.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have a 99.96% chance of surviving the virus.
Right.
Or the second way you can get it is you can hole up in your house in a lockdown situation like we've been doing, mask yourself, and wait around like a lab rat to get injected with the virus.
Mm-hmm.
I choose number one. Mm-hmm. But the Democrats are forcing us to choose number two. My dad was a very accomplished doctor, my stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
He held 16 patents. He did emergency room trauma surgery in South Central L.A. He worked on the troops, very well-respected diagnostician and surgeon. He told me at a very early age never to get the flu shot, and I never have.
Mm-hmm.
This is the beauty of a doctor-patient relationship, which Obamacare and the Democrats want to destroy. If your doctor wants to prescribe to you hydroxychloroquine and Zithromax and zinc as a treatment for this flu, then by God, they should have every right to. They've been doing it for years. This medication has been around for 30-plus years. And like you said, it's cheap. It's highly effective in many cases and has been proven to be highly effective. But you can't even find, if you're a doctor and you start talking about your successes, you are banned by Twitter. You are banned on Facebook. Your website is taken away. You're fired from the hospital that you worked at, like we just witnessed this past week. And so this is the destruction of the doctor-patient relationship. What happened to the ability to try? If you were
calling the right to try. Exactly.
The right to try. Correct.
Yeah, exactly. That's the big question. But people are still finding a way, Megan, and because the bottom line is hydroxychloroquine with Azithromax and zinc is working. That's the bottom line, and that's what doctors want to provide. Thank you, Megan.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds.
Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-371-5142. 800-371-5142. 800-371-5142. That's 800-371-5142.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
2 days after Dr. Anthony Fauci said that a vaccine for COVID-19 could be available by the end of this year, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says this morning the race to develop one is looking promising.
It is very credible that we will have the high tens of millions of doses of FDA gold standard vaccine by the end of this year and many hundreds of millions of doses of vaccine by the beginning of next year.
He spoke on Fox News. President Trump's to visit Ohio today, touring a Whirlpool appliance factory before zipping into Cleveland for a fundraiser. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says Tropical Storm Isaias was the strongest weather system to hit that city since Hurricane Sandy in 2012. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bill Martinez, live.
Just like that, we're back with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you know where to go, BillMartinezLive.com, to be in the flow of the know. It's all right there for you. You know, more than 5 million Americans are diagnosed with heart valve disease every year, and a new National Heart Patient and Caregiver Survey is offering some new exciting findings that you might want to take note of. During a time when fear of COVID-19 has led to unprecedented delays in treatment and care for patients with critical cardiac conditions, these insights are more important than ever, especially when 50% of patients with aortic stenosis do not survive more than 2 years if left untreated. The survey also found the need for early treatment during COVID-19. This research shows attitudes and perceptions of more than 3,400 patients from the HeartValveSurgery.com community, the world's largest educational resource and community of heart valve patients. And with us to tell us more about this is Adam Pick. Adam, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me here today to share some information with you and your listeners.
Yeah, I can't wait. I mean, this is really critical, very important stuff. And as you say, in light of COVID-19, let's talk specifically the Active Living Survey and Awareness Initiative. What is it?
Yeah, great question. So just so you and your listeners are aware, I'm actually a patient. I struggled with heart valve disease, specifically aortic stenosis, and I cannot thank you enough for providing an opportunity to share this information on your platform, because it really can be a lifesaver. And that is something that is really important to me, and it's part of our mission as we educate and empower patients at HeartValveSurgery.com. And let's talk about the survey. This is something really, really special. We got together, we had a response of about 3,400 patients and caregivers tell us about their experiences with heart valve disease from the moment they were diagnosed to the moment that they were recovered. And the findings were just very, very interesting. For example, as you may know, heart valve disease is a pretty debilitating disease. You can have symptoms like shortness of breath. You can be tired. You can have leg swelling, chest pain, heart palpitation. That is not fun for anybody.
Exactly.
And oftentimes, that is a sign or taken as a sign of aging, because this disease is often associated, as it's degenerative, with people in their later years of life.
Exactly.
But what we found in the survey was nearly half of the respondents said, you know something? We're going to select a treatment option that does what? It gets us our life back. And that was really neat to see, because what active living is for one patient is not the same as another. So we had patients say, hey, you know what? I want to get back to exercising again. Other patients saying, I want to get back to traveling again. Other folks said, I just want to be with my family. I just want to live and spend time with them. And so that was one of the really interesting findings. The other thing is that patients, they didn't want to wait to get treatment. So, for example, in looking back over their surgical experience, 27% of patients said, you know something? If I was to do this whole thing again, I would have done it sooner.
Wow.
Right? I want, again, it just echoes that whole feeling of give me my life back. Those were some of the other findings we found was, you know, you hear heart surgery. Oof, you know, that's a big one. That's scary.
Yeah.
But take a guess what the satisfaction rate of heart valve patients were when they thought about their surgical experience. Do you want to take a guess?
Gosh, I don't know, what, 50% maybe?
Yeah, that's what I would have thought. It was 80% of patients were extremely satisfied with their surgical results.
Wow.
And then amazing, right? And then when you think about some of these newer technologies, these transcatheter aortic valve replacement therapies in which there's no incision to the chest, no incision to the ribs, you're not on a heart-lung machine, that number went up to 90%. So again, these were just some of the findings that were really, you know, encouraging as we decided to go about putting together this active living patient awareness campaign.
Mm-hmm. Well, Adam, as a patient, how did this survey align with your personal story? Tell our audience about that.
Yeah, so I gotta tell you, this is an absolute fluke that I'm on the phone with you. If you would have asked me 20 years ago, would I be having this conversation with you? The answer would be no. 10 years ago, no. I had my procedure done in 2005. And I got to tell you, I've worked in technology my whole life with hardware companies and software companies. And so when I got diagnosed with aortic stenosis, I got to tell you, it was really difficult. I went through all the fear, all the uncertainty, all the doubt, and that still applied in this survey. We had, I think it was about 64% of patients said the fear of death is still there with them.
Well, sure.
But as I went through this process of getting treated, when I went through the process of getting fully recovered, what I found was what a lot of these patients have found, which is heart valve surgery can be viewed as just a wonderful reset on your own personal health. It can be a way to say, hey, you know something? I had a bump in the road. You know, these clinicians, these surgeons, these really incredible doctors have been doing this for many, many years. I tend to help patients and help myself through this, realize that this was a huge opportunity, often called what I call a second chance, and I'm not alone in that. And so I decided to go about this process of saying, hey, let me help the next patient go through this. Let me pay it for it forward. And that's why we started heartvalvesurgery.com. It really was, I put up a blog. There was five people coming into it a month, and the next thing I knew, 6 months later, a year later, we had 50,000 people a month. And so what I experienced was very similar to what a lot of these other patients were. If I knew I could feel better going through this, I would have done it earlier. Yeah.
Is this sense of that a return to normal, you might say? You know, that I could be normal again?
Yeah, another great question. There's no doubt about it. You know, we go into this hoping, can I... The patient mind actually is a little different, because really, if you talk to a lot of patients when they go through this, before being normal, they think, I just want to live.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make it through the surgery, right? Mm-hmm. I want to wake up. But when you go into the recovery and you layer in certain elements of the recovery that can help patients and benefit them, like cardiac rehabilitation, I'd submit to you that you can not only achieve normal, but you can exceed normal. And just so you're aware, I have one limitation on me. I've gone back to scuba diving. I've gone back to surfing. I've gone back to running. I've gone on to have a wife, a son. But there's one thing my doctor, Dr. Von Starnes at USC, said to me. He said, Adam, you can do all that stuff. Just don't skydive. That was the one thing he said not to do. Now, is that normal? Well, considering I didn't do I never done that before, yeah. I feel pretty darn normal these days, as do many of the patients.
Well, without a doubt. What are the biggest misconceptions about AS?
Yeah, so AS, also known as aortic stenosis, and what that is a narrowing of your heart valve. And so if your valve is narrow, it can't get blood out of the heart into the rest of the organs of the body. So what does the heart have to do? It has to compensate. So it works overtime, is what they say. And in that process, you work anything too hard, a muscle, anything like that, it's going to fatigue, and eventually it can wear out. So that's really what aortic stenosis is. Here's kind of the, I would say, the things that I would love everybody in the world to know about AS. First is it's underdiagnosed. It's misdiagnosed, and it's undertreated. So I saw a survey not too long ago. Only 18% of the population who could be treated do get treated.
Quick advice that you'd give to the community to seek treatment and stay in care, especially during COVID-19. And, again, remind them where they can go for more information. We've got 40 seconds left. Go ahead.
Yeah. So here's my advice to patients. Don't wait. If you need some treatment, need some diagnostic tests done, don't wait. The reason is your valve disease is not going to wait for COVID to get better. We know structural heart disease leads to damage, and folks have been waiting, and it's been resulting in health emergencies like stroke and other emergencies. Where you can get information, real simple. All you have to do is go to heartvalvesurgery.com.
AS patients and success story. Yes, he is alive and very well. Adam Pick here on Bill Martinez Live. Adam, thank you so much for sharing. Appreciate it.
Bill, thank you.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes, no employee headaches, no contracts, no W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call Get Callers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever.
2.625 with a 2.64% APR.
Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible, these are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it.
That's a 30-year fixed at 2.625. with a 2.64% APR.
Call the experts at Network Capital Funding now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT, as in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You know, the dancing juju bees and the popcorn just cannot get in step. I don't know what's going on right now. Stay with us.
Bill Martinez live.
Yes, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, along with the movie guy. That's what all the fanfare is all about, because no matter where he goes, moving from house to house, I mean, every once in a while, his wife says, oh, stop it with the music already. I know you're in the house. Just you know, but that's the way you...
It's a little disconcerting, you know, when I walk into a supermarket, you know, with that blaring all. It's kind of crazy.
Hey, so how are you doing there? Mayor Garcetti now is cutting off utilities. If 10 or more people, you got the, you know, the crowd police running around there, the crowd Nazis, I guess, checking on everybody in California.
We are hunkering down. We will survive. We're Los Angeles. You know the drill. We get these things, right?
I know, but it's comical, right? I mean, this political response, I mean, it's like, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, we're going to... unplug people's utilities and water because right body count?
To tell you the truth, I haven't been paying much attention to all of it because I've been involved in the movie report, you know?
Well, and that's important. You need to stay there. You need to stay there because, you know, just as much as they need me keeping them up to date on the silliness of what's going on, you know, as one governor said, that all this silliness will stop once the election is over. And it was quite true. Hey, telling. I think that's the case.
Never, like I say, that could be. I haven't been paying attention because there's so much going on, Bill.
Really? I know.
You know,
Mulan,
movie.
Yeah, we got Mulan, Disney Plus on.
Yes, take a look at that in a moment. But have you seen Old Guard yet?
No, I have not.
I think maybe you and me are the only ones. 72 million views on Netflix. 72
Wow.
To be one of the biggest Netflix movies of all time. Came out in July. We were talking about it back then, but it has really taken off. And they are already talking sequel if we ever get back into the studio. In case we need a little refresher here, this Old Guard is about a warrior by the name of Andy, played by Charlize Theron, and a covert group of tight-knit mercenaries with a mysterious inability to die. And they have fought to protect the mortal world for centuries. But when the team is recruited to take on an emergency mission and their extraordinary abilities are suddenly exposed, it's up to Andy and Mile, the newest soldier, to help the group eliminate the threat to those who seek to replicate it and monetize their power by any means necessary. Like I say, one of the biggest movies so far on Netflix, Kiki Lane, stars Charlize Theron. You also have Marwan Kanzari, big movie. Yeah, I want to check it
out. I'll have the right answer for you next week.
Yeah.
I promise you, I will definitely check this out.
One we should keep track of. You were talking about Mulan. Yeah, big news. This was going to be a huge theatrical release for Disney, but now it's coming to Disney Plus. You can't see it right away. It's not coming until September the 4th. That's going right to Disney Plus, so you'll have a chance to see it there. And it's going to cost. It is going to cost about $30, $29.95 or something.
Oh, really?
Like that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Which
$6 Hamilton price tag now, huh?
No, I don't think so, because, when you think about it, if you're going to take the family to a movie like this, which is PG-13 and family fair, it's going to cost you a lot of money at the theater, because you got tickets and then you got the popcorn, all that stuff. So, really, $29.95 or whatever really isn't outlandish, but it's going to be big. We don't have it reviewed by the critics, so I don't have a score there, but it is going to be a big movie. It's about the Emperor of China issuing this decree that one man per family must serve in the Imperial Army to defend the country from northern invaders. And Hua Mulan, who is the eldest daughter of an honored warrior, steps in to take the place of her ailing father. Masquerading as a man, Hua is tested every step of the way and must harness her inner strength and embrace her true potential. It's an epic journey that will transform her into an honored warrior and earn her the respect of a grateful nation and a proud father. Mulan, out in September. Mark that down on your calendar.
Okay, so how much different? I mean, we saw Mulan before. I mean, this is what we saw before,
back,
right?
Starring F.A. Liu.
Okay, all right. So we're out of animation. Now we got real life people now.
Right. And take a sec. Okay.
Okay.
We have a movie here called La Weekend, about the English couple set in Paris. 89% recommending. I've got to see this weekend. Starring two terrific actors. You have Jim Broadbent and Lindsay Duncan. And they play this married couple. It's La Weekend or La Weekend or what? Mm. We'll be working on that. It's out on Amazon and Vudu this weekend. But they play this married couple who revisit Paris for a long weekend for the first time since their honeymoon, mm-hmm. in hopes of rekindling their relationship or perhaps bringing it to an end. You have wistful Nick, played by Broadbent, and demanding take-charge Meg, played by Duncan. They careen from harmony to disharmony to resignation and back again as they take stock and grapple with love, loss, regret, and disappointment, which I think covers everything, in their own very English way. There
yes.
you go. La Weekend.
But if it's really good, then it's La Weekend. Right? I think so.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
all a matter of perspective, But
if
it's a bummer, it's a weekend.
It's a weekend. Jeff Goldblum also in that one. A lot of people are excited about this one, even though it came out way back in 2001, because it stars the late Heath Ledger and also has a great rock and roll soundtrack. It's Knight's Tale, 58% recommending, coming out on Netflix this weekend. Heath Ledger stars as William Thatcher, this low-born 14th century squire who replaces his deceased employer as the competitor at a jousting competition. And as you may know, jousting is a pastime that was only permitted to knights who are of noble birth. But Thatcher wins and decides to continue his new pursuit. So he's winning one joust after another on his way to a championship in London. His victories inspire the affection of a female fan, Jocelyn, and the ire of a competitor, Count Adhemar. And, of course, Thatcher's ruse is threatened with exposure and mayhem ensues. Knight's Tale. You can check it out on Netflix this weekend.
What is it that, chicks are always drawn to the sword, I guess, huh? What is it?
That could be a T-shirt. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, hey.
Could be. I don't know. Never thought of that. But, it's...
You just like me for my you just like me for my blade. That's what it is, huh?
It could be.
We'll have to do a deep dive study on that.
In the Renaissance period, people are kind of drawn to that, being a very romantic period.
For some reason, we seem to be being pulled back there. We rather violent nature these days.
Well,
maybe that's what we need.
We have something, a bit of a departure here. Are you into anime at all? Are you familiar with anime?
Yeah, I'm familiar with anime. I can't say that I'm just an outstanding, but like anything, you know, it's like my first job in radio was at a country station. You appreciate good stuff. I mean, like, you know, one top 40 program director said, you like that stuff? I said, well, you know, you kind of develop a taste for it. And
they're giving you a paycheck every day.
Yeah, well, exactly. But you know, hey, it works out. You find some good in
you
professionalism and creativity. I, you know, whether it's anime or whatever genre, if it's there and it's worth it, carries the day. Hey, you know, next thing you know, I love anime. You know?
It's not about us; it's about the audience, right?
Exactly. Right.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about a movie called Promare. The anime folks are really excited about this one coming to Amazon this weekend. It came out in September theatrically, and it is the first feature-length film from the acclaimed studio Trigger, which I hadn't heard of, but if you're into anime, you probably know all about it. And, of course, anime is this incredible visual sort of a animation that is done by the Japanese, and it's kind of like being, you know, on some sort of a hallucinogen when you're looking at this stuff. So anyway, this is coming out from Trigger. 30 years have passed since the appearance of the Burnish, a race of flame-wielding mutant beings who destroyed half the world with fire, and a new group of aggressive mutants calling themselves Mad Burnish appears, and an epic battle ensues. 96% recommending it's Promare, out on Amazon this weekend. And if you're into anime, that's for you. Who wouldn't want to see a great movie set in Tuscany, huh?
Oh, everybody does. A bottle of wine, some cheese, and a nice baguette. I mean, hey, I'm there. Yeah.
I'm in, man. I tell you, this is, it's called Maine.
I mean, that's what Governor Cuomo needs to do, because he's offering, you know, people free drinks and, you know, come back to New York. He's trying to bring them back
to Tuscany. Maybe, well, no, they do.
Exactly.
They
only
let us in.
Yeah, that's all these people trying to come into New York, and they're getting run over by all the people leaving, you know.
I wouldn't mind spending some time in Tuscany. This is a
I'm with you. When are we going? We got to make that a corporate project.
As soon as they let us back in.
Okay.
A heartwarming father-son story set in glorious Tuscany. This is about a bohemian London artist, Robert, played by Liam Neeson. Mm-hmm. He returns to Italy with his estranged son, Jack, played by Michael Richardson, to make a quick sale of the house that they inherited from his late wife. Neither expects to find the once beautiful villa in such a state of disrepair. Renovations, of course, go badly. Father and son soon find themselves at odds. You have all kinds of colorful locals. You have romantic love affairs, and you have great food as Jack and Robert painstakingly restore the villa to its previous glory. And they also start to mend their relationship. How about that? And the future may now look quite different and surprise them both. 80% recommending. It's called Made in Italy, with a great cast and no doubt great visuals as well.
Yeah, I bet. Just so long as the son doesn't go missing, we're okay.
Well,
that's another story.
A previous incarnation.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
We have 310 to Yuma. If you're in the mood for a great, you know, kind of an old-fashioned Western, this is a great cast. Russell Crowe, Christian Bale, Dallas Roberts, Peter Fonda in this one. This, of course, is the remake of the great Glenn Ford Van Heflin film made back in 1957. Russell Crowe plays this desperado whose accomplices stage an ambush after he's taken into custody by a determined local sheriff. It's 310 to Yuma, 89% recommending. Great reviews there. Amazon has 310 to Yuma this weekend. So we have a lot to look forward to. Hey,
well, I'm telling you, I've got a check mark on the old guard. We're going to talk about that next time. Also, an interesting movie. I can't talk about it yet because it's embargoed, but we'll talk about it. Interesting movie on, you know, schizophrenia.
Really?
Pretty cool stuff. Yeah, I'll tell you
about
that next week.
All right, we'll look forward to that.
He's the movie guy, Steve Evans, live from Hollywood. Thank you, Steve-O.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR
DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.